Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, without a question, one of the biggest issues that's being discussed out here in Washington, D.C. this week at the NCBA Spring Legislative Conference is trade and what any disruptions would mean for the U.S. beef cattle industry. Kent Backus is the NCBA's International Trade Director and talked with me yesterday about why the NCBA is such a big supporter of NAFTA.
NAFTA's been a great trade agreement for the U.S. beef industry. It's created billion-dollar markets for us in both Canada and Mexico and represents about $75 per head when you look at the overall value of what we're exporting to those countries. So we've been a little concerned about any changes that could jeopardize that access.
He says U.S. beef continues to be doing very well in other export markets like South Korea and Japan. But what about China?
We're hopeful that we'll be able to negotiate greater access later on. But, you know, we're also developing supply chains. We're developing a consumer base there. And in the first 6 months of access, you know, July through December of last year, we sold $31 million worth of beef. So there's a lot of opportunity there.
Again, that was the NCBA's International Trade Director, Kent Backus. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.